President Barack Obama's immigration reform proposal promises to have far-reaching implications for California, home to the largest immigrant population in the nation. We checked in with a variety of immigrants across the state to get their take. Getting a green card would change everything for Jose Garcia. Picking mandarin oranges in a field just east of Fresno, Garcia told us he hasn't seen his family in Mexico for 7 years because it's so difficult to cross the border. The president's package includes a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants, which could change Garcia's life and give him a little bargaining power at work.
I'm scared to demand my rights. We stay quiet because it's so easy to get fired and lose our jobs. I'm glad Obama is lending us a hand the way Latinos gave him a hand in the election, that he's given us a chance to show that we're only here to work.
Over in Silicon Valley, the part of the proposal immigrants find most exciting is the promise of expanded visas for highly skilled workers. Vivek Wadhwa is a fellow at Stanford Law School and the author of a book on reverse brain drain, that is to say, why highly skilled immigrants leave the U.S. This immigrant from India says he's optimistic about Obama's proposal to link green cards to advanced science, math, and engineering diplomas, and the idea of special visas for immigrant entrepreneurs who create jobs.
It's a major, major step forward, and I have no doubt it'll do a lot for this country's competitiveness.
Obama's plan, unlike the proposal Senate leaders put forward, would also recognize same-sex couples. So Brian Willingham of Orinda in the San Francisco Bay Area could apply for a green card for his husband, Alfonso Garcia, a Mexican citizen whose parents brought him to the U.S. when he was a child.
Being able to build a family and a life together is all we've ever wanted and hoped to achieve. It's just amazing to live in the year 2013 and actually have the hope that that might come to pass.
Both the president's and the Senate's plan recommend tightened border security, as well as background checks, taxes, and penalties for the estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants already in the U.S.